Well, you might lock things up or bolt things down, but does it really make them that secure? I'm talking your house, I'm talking your car, I'm talking the solar on your roof. Apparently, more people are turning to renewables like solar on the roof, as you've probably been seeing around your neighbourhood, and also the battery to store that extra power that you're generating. But other people are seeing your opportunity as also some value and opportunity. Stephen Yu is the CEO of a solar installation business and says the issue of solar panel and battery theft came to his attention thanks to one of his keen colleagues.
He's very passionate about the solar panels and batteries. He installed a 10 kilowatt hour battery to his RV, and he went out for camping on New Year's Eve, and he left his RV unlocked. He went away for about a couple of hours. Once he came back and realized that the battery was stolen. The wire was pulled, and you know, that was very frustrated. The battery itself cost him about $5,000, and you know, you can imagine you know how frustrated he was at the time.
Yeah, wow. So they stole the battery itself?
Yeah, they stole the battery. So I mean, we've seen some solar panel stolen in the past, but it's quite difficult to steal solar panels because they fix to the roof, and sometimes you have double stories and all that. But it has happened in the past where if you have solar panels installed on the ground, it's more like a solar farm.
Yeah.
You know, they can be stolen. And these days, the battery they're quite compact and they're quite lightweighted. Each of the average solar, the battery module is only 45 kilograms, and you know, you can disassemble that, you know, relatively easy, and you know, they're subject to theft and tampering.
Wow, Stephen, I would have thought that I would get electrocuted if I tried to do something like that. Not that I would, but if I tried to, I'd probably get electrocuted. Is that a real risk with that?
It is, because the batteries actually, they're connected to a household grid, and some of the batteries actually carry a very high voltage. Usually, if you need to actually remove the battery, you need a licensed battery installer to do it. But some people actually try to, you know, make a few bucks by stealing the batteries. They actually, you know, completely ignoring the safety side of things. It is quite dangerous to actually try to tamper or remove the battery without, you know, the necessary knowledge and protection.
So in the case that you were talking about before, that was from a caravan, but does this happen for residential batteries as well? Because typically, I guess, they're outside or a little bit away from the living areas?
Yes, the battery installation location is subject to certain safety requirement. So some people actually install them in the garage. Some people install it on the side of the house, alleyway of the house. It is a real risk. If you actually install the battery outside, it can be sort of taken away if nobody's home and if there's no safety surveillance or monitoring system in place.
That's a really complicated issue. It makes it very vulnerable and puts it at greater risk from that damage or the tampering or the theft even.
Yes, it is. I mean, think of the battery these days carry quite high economic value. I mean, each of the battery set on average going to worth about $20,000 to $30,000. It is a lot of money, yeah. Right? You should treat the battery as any other valuable assets in a household, and you're gonna protect it. Some of the things I've seen people actually done, that, you know, actually they put a motion triggered lights, make sure that, you know, if anything happens, at least there's some lights visible. CCTV camera is always another good thing to have some surveillance and some alarm in place. That would definitely help as well.
Can it be insured?
It can be. So that's another thing I want to remind, which is check your home insurance or home content policy. Sometimes there are actually two things you need to do. One is, you know, the policy required to put some reasonable safety measure in place to guard against this potential theft. And also, you probably have to notify your insurance company about your recent addition of this such a high value content to your household.
Hearing from Stephen Yu from Aussie Solar Batteries, what are some of the things that you encourage people or recommend to people that they consider as part of that process now?
Yes, I mean, first of all, if you want to install new solar panels, there are some anti-theft fasteners actually to fix your panel to the roof. Those fasteners can only be unscrewed with specific tools, and it probably take longer. So if you just use ordinary screws, you know, we're probably going to take 10 seconds to unscrew them from the four corners. If you actually use the specific ones, I think that will reduce, not only reduce the risk of theft, but also will prolong the whole process of disassemble the solar panels. That's one thing. For the solar batteries, I mean, if you have a location inside a house, for instance, in the garage, I recommend people to install the inside rather than the outside. If you do have to install outside, you know, the sensor lights, the cameras, and the alarm system will definitely be helpful. And the last thing is the networking. So most of the battery these days, they connected to your phone with the app to monitor and control the battery. So you want to actually make your Wi-Fi password relatively secure, and also change that from time to time. Just make sure no one can hack into your Wi-Fi system.
So there's digital risks as well?
It is definitely the digital risk, because if you someone hacked into your Wi-Fi and your people can potentially use the app to control your battery system.
So sneaky.
It is indeed.
Goodness me. All of these things that I would never think to do and never think that I would need to protect as part of just getting some solar on the roof and a battery on the side of the house or in the garage. I assume that this is a growing issue as the number of people who adopt solar and that battery supply are increasing.
100%. I mean, for the last 2 years, 12 months from July 1st last year, that's when the cheaper home battery program kicked into place. And then a lot of households actually opted in to add their solar batteries. And you be start hearing a lot of people talk about how much electricity, they have, been cut from the solar system and how much money they spend on the solar system. And it become quite a popular topic, so that that'll get into a lot of attentions from the potential theft and tampering as well.
I've been hearing about increasing reports of things like copper theft, especially around regional Queensland. But why do you think we are seeing this increase in the theft of solar panels, but also some of these battery storage systems?
I mean, there are two reasons. One is they do carry a high value. Right, that's one. The second thing is it can be easily reused or be subject to resale. So those are two main reasons why actually there's increasing risk of theft, because the replacement cost is very, very high. The cheaper home battery rebate only cover your battery purchase for once. If you have to replace it, that means you have to pay for the full value of the battery system, which is ranging between $20,000 to $40,000. I just don't want anyone to actually go through that, the suffering and pain.
That's Stephen Yu, the CEO of Aussie Solar Batteries. There, stolen solar panels and also stolen batteries to store the power. I never would have thought it, but what a time we are living in.